Happy Monday, everybody. This is Barb Schwarz. I'm so excited. That's my theme. Story of my life, too. I decided it's much better to be excited than bored. I hope you're having a great Monday already. You know, we can make it be whatever we want it to be. And I've reminded myself of that several times today, actually, and done a quick attitude check. Because the traffic can be tough or not, and the weather can be nice or not, and people we're around can be cranky or not, and yet in the end, we get to make those choices of how we respond and how we act. So welcome to Staging Life with Barb. It's really great to be back with you. I love being on the air with you and knowing that you are listening. So thank you, because without you, I would not be here. So whether you're listening at home, working there, or you're in your car, out in the yard, you might be raking those leaves. Those leaves are starting to come down. It's so hard to believe that fall is here already. Kind of came in like quickly. And yesterday I saw the waves had some white caps on them over off our beautiful Whidbey Island. And we know certain parts of Puget Sound, there's been an oil leak, and we're working on, oh my gosh, great people out there trying to get that contained, and they're trying to find the culprit that did it too. So hopefully we won't have too many animals or beautiful sea creatures that are hurt from that. And then as I entered the studio today, I saw all the skeletons and the spider webs, and some of those spiders are big enough to eat me, they look like. Thank God they weren't real. And so happy fall, happy October. It's hard to believe that it's going to be towards the end of October this week. And Halloween is next week. Is that right? Next week? Or week after, I guess. Week from Sunday, I think. Week from Sunday night. It's a Sunday night. And we'll hope there's great weather for those munchkins out there. So a lot of great things are happening. And I want to bring you up to date a little bit. And that would be that this week I'm teaching a course in Seattle, actually over in Kirkland on the east side of Seattle at the Seattle King County Association of Realtors. And I love working with them. We're going to have an accredited staging professional course there with Realtors and stagers. And that's this Thursday and Friday. Saturday, I taught at Discover You, and Saturday, we also had the Home Buyer Expo that the Seattle King County Association of Realtors put on. And last week, a week ago today, I interviewed Ginger Downs, and she was sharing with us about the expo. My company, StageHomes.com, had a booth there. BJ, that runs our Seattle office, Seattle area office, was managing that booth, and thank you, BJ. And we had some of our ASP stagers there, and I hear they staged the booth, and it looked great. So lots of good speakers, and hope that you were out and about and got to go to the Home Buyer Expo. You know, now I'm on the air twice a week, and I'm so happy about that. Mondays and Fridays, same time, 2 to 3. If you or your friend misses the show on Monday, they can hear it again on Friday. All you have to do is go to stagedhomes.com, StageHomes. Click on the old-fashioned radio there on the left side. It'll take you into our connector page to KKNW Positive Choice Talk Radio. It's the only way to fly, and that's 11:50 a.m. on the dial. So 2 o'clock Mondays and Fridays until 3. It is my joy to be with you. Each week, I really strive to have great guests, and today is no exception. So I have a wonderful ASP coming up shortly, and she is in the Los Angeles area. And then we have a wonderful gal that has a really great shop called Cloud Nine, and so I'm going to interview with her a little bit later on, probably at the bottom of the hour. This morning on CBS, I'm allowed to say that, early morning show, you know, with Harry and the crew they have there, one of our ASPs in New York, Naren Freeman, who I've actually interviewed on my show, and she's one of our graduates of our course, redid a home in Connecticut, and it was so exciting to see the segment they did on her as an ASP. And I understand that now on the CBS website, they have a link to stagedhomes.com. So whether you want to find an ASP realtor or an ASP stager to list your home or stage your home, or to have your house put on our site, because we have homes for sale there too, at stagedhomes.com, and really to find out more about staging, go and take a look at our site. That's www.stagedhomes.com. Because the show always goes so quickly, I want to give you our office phone number, which is 1-800-392-7161. And you know, I always love call-ins. So anytime you feel like calling and asking me a question about decorating, home staging, just about living a happy life, please call. Really be glad to have you do that. And Eric, my in-house producer, who I really appreciate, is here. And what is that number for somebody that wants to call us, Eric?
During the program?
Yeah.
425-373-5527. Of course, if you're in the outlying areas here in Western Washington, dial 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW. Of course, if you're outside of Western Washington, you'll want to use the 425-373-5527 number.
Okay, so that was 425-373-5527. 5527. And I did memorize those, and then they just kind of leave me, and then they come back again. So how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Bob.
Good.
Have you
got your?
Yeah,
I'm so happy to see you, truly. And have you got your pumpkins yet?
Not yet. Not yet. You know, we get spoiled here. We come in to the station, and we have the spookiest lobby in
Bellevue. Yes, you do.
But back at home, I haven't got anything set up yet. So
I was really impressed. Who did all the staging of the Halloween entrance right here at the station?
Well, the receptionists that work up front tend to do the decorating there, and they do a fantastic job.
They really do. I mean, there's cobwebs everywhere, everyone, mm-hmm. and skeletons sitting in chairs and pumpkins. And I decided that I would get a scarecrow. I put it on my deck so I can see it from the kitchen. Of course, the wind blew him over, so then I tied him to the back of my planter so you can't see the string. But he's back there. He's still standing. Then I got some pumpkins and set them on the back deck and up towards the entrance of the house. And, you know, the holiday season, I am so amazed how fast it's coming this year. Is that sneaking up on you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What I hate is now I see Christmas stuff in the stores. Some people or some businesses and some people actually already have, like, Christmas lights up. I'm like, wait a sec.
I know. We got to get through Halloween.
We got to finish through October first. Come on, people.
I just dropped my husband off at his mother's, and they have the Christmas lights out. They do. I just saw them out, and I'm with you. I shudder to think that it's actually 2 months away. Christmas is about 2 months away.
Yeah.
And it is fun to see people get more and more involved with Halloween. And they were saying this morning, because I was listening to the radio, of course, that this is becoming one of the big spending holidays
mm-hmm.
for adults, because now there's more and more adult parties, more adults get the costumes, and now it's just not the kids anymore. So it's a major boost for those retailers that have items. Apparently, they're selling a lot of things out of the store to adults.
I think we need to develop some holidays in January and February
yes.
that people can decorate for, because those are like kind of the blah months, I think.
I know. We have Valentine's, and then it kind of goes downhill from there.
Yeah,
of course, St. Patty's.
January, too.
Yeah, January is kind of the blahs sometimes people have. So you listen to the show. We won't have blahs here, I promise you. We'll keep
That's right. We'll decorate the hour of
That's
your life.
That's right.
Or 2 hours of your life every week.
That's right. My birthday's in January, so we'll make sure that we have a hopping month.
Okay, so everybody, make sure you decorate for Happy Barb Day.
Well, we'll just have a Happy Barb Day on the radio. Thank you. And we'll have our own party, and all of you are invited. You are invited, so we'll celebrate on the show. And, you know, thinking ahead, I'm always looking for new ideas, and it gives me joy to pass those on to you. So any of you that have any ideas about decorating for Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah, please email me, barb@stagedhomes.com. Sometimes I find I've invited a number of people to be on the show, and they say, oh, I'm too shy. And I say, it's okay. We're just going to talk like we're at a party. No, I just couldn't do that. And I say, okay. Well, just email me the idea, and then I'll share it. So that's B-A-R-B, Barb, at stagedhomes.com. It would give me great joy, and I can say your name or not, toot your horn or not, and it's up to you. And one of the ideas I want to share with you is that for the first time I've seen them, I just bought some lights for Christmas that are battery operated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very excited about it because I bought like four sets, and they were only like $2.95 a set.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take C batteries. They come with this little teeny case. You put two C batteries in, and it lights them up, and there's an on and off switch. So yesterday, I was practicing, and I put them in the trees that I have standing on both sides of the fireplace just for fun ahead of time, and then I turned them off. But they really work. And then I put one on my orchid that I have at the center of the table. And we had friends over last night and had dinner, and we also played a great new game. And I'm here to tell you, it's a great gift to give at Hanukkah or Christmas to those that you love. And this is a game for kids or adults, and we love playing card games. You know, when we have guests over, and this is dominoes, and they're called Mexican dominoes. Have you heard about them?
No, I haven't.
They are so cool. Now, my friend, Sharon, one of my dear friends in California, turned me on to them. And they cost her, she said she saw them online for $50 a set. Then she got them at Toys R Us for $20, and she was excited. And on the way to the airport in Oakland to fly here to our home on Whidbey Island in Seattle, I found them at Target for $12.99. I was so excited.
Now I'm very curious about these Mexican dominoes. Are they made of tortillas or something?
Well, no. They remind me of Chiclets, actually. One side is white, like Chiclets. They look like these Chiclets. And then the other side are dominoes in colors. And we showed our friends last night that we had to dinner. And they loved them. She didn't want to stop playing. And it's really contagious. And it's easy and fast-paced. And it's really an adult game or a kid's game. And you get 91 dominoes in this. And I've never played dominoes. But I love the way this is because they hop and pop like, actually, everybody listening, they don't really hop and pop on the table. It's just that it's a hop and pop and game.
Right.
And it goes very quickly. And the one with the lowest points wins.
Okay.
So when you have dominoes left, you have to count how many points are in your dominoes. The first game I won, which I had 0 points, so I was very excited. But then the next one, I had 5 points. I came in second. And at the end, I had like 137 points, so I was not the winner. However, it's so fun. So that's a hot gift. I'm here to tell you. You're going to hear about them if you haven't heard about them. I don't know these people. They don't know me that make them. I don't even know who makes them. It's just that they're a fun game. So as we're thinking towards the seasons, any of you that have ideas for the holidays and this winter season that we're in fall now, headed towards the winter holidays, please email me at barb@stagetomes.com. I'd love to share your favorite recipe, your favorite staging idea, your favorite health tip, or your favorite decorating idea. And when we come back from our commercial break, and we really need our sponsors, they keep us on the air, we love them, it will be my joy to interview Linda Gilbert from LA, the Los Angeles area. She's an accredited staging professional, and I'm going to ask her for some tips and ideas that you could do in your home and hear what's going on in her world. She's a very talented, neat lady. So you stay tuned. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio, KKNW, 1150 AM on the dial. This is Barb. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and you're listening to Staging Life with Barb. Why do I call my show that? Well, you know, your life's a stage, and you are the director, you're the actor, you're the main star of your life. The set is your house, and also in our life, we want to look at all the aspects. So that could be home decorating, definitely home staging. Could be nutritional ideas, could be joyous ideas to live a happier life. And also, of course, exercise ideas, and notice my voice went down on that. However, it's really important, so it's really great to be here with you on Monday, and I'm in the studio live. I'm always live. It's just that I might be live in the Bay Area or live in the Seattle area, and that's where I travel back and forth, with Seattle being my original home. Lived here since, oh my gosh, 62. And Eric, that makes me sound a little old, but I'm not that old.
Not at all.
No.
And you look very, very youthful.
So. Thank you so much. I had a facial done last week, and I haven't had one. And she said, you know, the majority of people, they are dehydrated, and your skin doesn't have any dehydration. And she's trying to pick up pieces of my face. I mean, seriously, on the cheek. And she goes, you have very good collagen, because I can't even pick up your face. So hopefully I'm about 20 years younger than my mother said I was. I think that she didn't tell the truth.
Well, you certainly look very young.
Thank you. Well, I'm having my birthday, as you heard, in January, and so I have this age in my head that I think I am, therefore I am.
There you go.
So we'll celebrate that and have a party at that time. And meanwhile, it's really great to have you listening today. Thank you so much. Hi to my team in California, and that would be Sandy and that would be Gary and Shell, who's on vacation most of the week. And Gary and Sandy, thanks for holding up the fort. Kirk, my husband and partner, is here in Seattle with me this week. And also I want to give a big thanks and hi to BJ for holding the booth at the Buyers Home Expo this weekend, which was at the Seattle Center in the Exhibition Hall. Right now, it is my joy and pleasure to introduce to you our special guests today. We have two of them, and first up is Linda Gilbert, and she is an accredited staging professional in the Orange County area. And so, Linda, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Barb?
I'm doing wonderful, and thanks for being on the show, girl.
Well, thank you.
How is your business coming along?
It is going very well. I think here in Orange County, there is more and more of an understanding of the need for staging. There was actually for 2 or 3 years, an extremely hot seller's market. And that has changed. Around June of this year, it began to change into a buyer's market. So everyone now, I believe, is pretty aware of the fact that homes do need staging in order to be competitive.
Well, it's really true, and it does give the edge. And let's talk about your business as far as which areas do you serve in Southern California?
I serve the Orange County area. I live in Anaheim Hills. I normally serve the more northern, eastern parts of the Orange County area. I will do the others, but most of my business has been in this area. And one reason for that is I have started just by building relationships with the agents in this area. And I sort of work from my home area outward. So some of my business and referrals have come from come through word of mouth from an agent that I have done work with, who's referred me to more of their homeowners.
Now, I want to toot your horn. It's so great to hear your voice because I can see your face in my mind and the times that we have invested and had great times together. And I also want to let you know that we're coming back, Linda, to Anaheim, actually, in the first Thursday and Friday of December. We were going to go to Honolulu to give the course, and we've decided instead to delay that a little bit and to come to Orange County in Anaheim. So I hope that you'll come and see us there, and I'd like to introduce you to everybody that takes the course. So that's, I think it's December 2nd and 3rd. It's on our course calendar.
Super.
And so I'll be so excited to see you. Now, everybody listening, go to stagedhomes.com. StagedHomes.com. And all you have to do is click where it says find an ASP. When you see that come up, type in the name of Linda, L-I-N-D-A, and her last name is G-I-L Gilbert, B-E-R-T, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Then Linda will come up with her picture, her feature page. And do you have houses on the site right now?
Oh, I certainly do.
I'm so proud of you because we have you rotating on the home page of stagedhomes.com. And I want to make you feel really good. You know, we have, Linda, 3,500 graduates. And many of them, that's around the world. And many of them have houses on, hundreds and hundreds of houses. And many of them have their featured page. However, out of 3,500, there are only 43 of you, 43 out of 3,500 that have both. And you are one of those 43 that are rotating at no cost to you on the homepage of stagedhomes.com. And the latest statistic, Linda, is that we are having 1,500,000 hits a month.
That's awesome. That's
so,
really great.
So, girl, you are on the homepage being rotated, and everyone can go in and find you on the site and get a hold of you. Now, because time always goes so fast, I'd like for you to give the best phone number, because sometimes people might call now or even 6 months from now, and you'll be in business then, too. So, what is your best number, and say it very slowly?
It is area code 714.
714. Everybody write this down.
921
1125
That's correct.
Great. Well, you know, the great ASP that I had on the show from L.A., 2 weeks ago, she got 3 calls after the show.
Oh, that's great.
So you never know, sweetie, because people are listening more and more to the show through the internet, yes, as well as live in the Seattle area on their radios. So you never know, as a realtor here in the Northwest, when someone's moving to the Orange County area. And that's why it's always good to write down people's names and numbers and save them, because Linda could be a great resource to you there to help you find the right realtor that's an ASP, as well as you may have relatives or family, if you're listening in the Northwest, that need to stage their home in Orange County, and other people in other parts of the country are going to also want to get to know Linda because of the resources she has and the network you have.
Yes.
Now, what is your favorite part about staging, would you say?
Actually, there's so much that I love about it, but I would have to say probably just seeing the expression on the homeowners and the agents' faces, because usually we do so much above and beyond what they expect. And when they come in and they see what we have done and see how beautiful their home looks now, they are usually blown away. The agents will come in and I've had situations where the following day after we completed the staging, the agent came over there on their own, brought another agent with them just to show them how beautiful the home looked. I've had situations where the agent had said, now I can sell the home. Another home was voted by the real estate office as the home of the week.
Wow.
Yes, and in the neighborhood where that home is, which recently staged, it has become the comparison home for everything else.
Wow, don't you love that? And to have the wonderful experience of that taking place. Wow, it makes such a difference. You are making such a difference. And we're very blessed because we're one of the last few industries to make house calls. And so you have the wonderful joy of working with people and helping them sell their home and in many cases get more money.
Yes.
Now, tell us an idea that you just recently did in a house, and it can be a really little idea or a big idea. For example, I got excited recently about taking napkins, folding them on the, you know, bias, and then knotting them, and it became the laundry room curtain. Just these napkins hanging down, they were colors of red, blue, green, yellow, just darling with the knots. And then I just nailed one end to the window on the one end at the top and the other on the other end, and I had this darling curtain out of next to nothing. So give us an idea that you would like to pass on of something quick that you did that you're just so excited about. It could be anywhere in any room. It could be a little idea or a big one. What comes to your mind?
Well, one that comes to my mind is had a really huge home that the homeowners had actually built onto themselves, and the top floor was mostly the master suite. But when you walked in, immediately to your left was a gorgeous spa tub. But the problem is, you saw it too quickly, and it didn't allow enough privacy. So I brought in some very beautiful curtains, and we brought one back with a holder, and left the other one down, and it just classed it up so beautifully. And it looks so gorgeous that instead it gives it the spa-like feel instead of right in your face as you walk up.
Awesome. Now, again, this was in the bedroom. Is that where this was?
It was right off of the bedroom, right as you walked up the stairs.
Okay.
It wasn't separated enough from the master suite that you saw it too quickly, more quickly than a buyer would necessarily want to see it.
Now, how did you attach those to the ceiling or the wall? How did you do that?
Fortunately, there was a little bit of an arch down, so we were able to put them on the wall that was right above that.
And what color were they?
They were an off-white, and these were the types of curtains that also had a little valance attached.
Oh, good!
So they really just gave it a very serene feel that you could walk in and you could see, oh, there's a spa tub there, but it wasn't right in your face.
Now, where did you find that? Where did you purchase those?
Actually, I purchased them at Target.
Well, you know, I love my Target. I love it. I say my Target. I don't own it. They don't even know me, although we're working to change that. But a lot of my students, for all of you listening and associates, know that Target is one of my very favorite places to stage homes out of, as well as, you know, TJ Maxx, Ross, Pier 1, Cost Plus, Walmart, Kmart. It's to be selective and find the pieces that work for you. And so those were at Target then. And what kind of fabric was it, Linda?
It was actually, it was a synthetic, but it was a very lightweight, which was what we wanted for this particular situation.
Right.
We didn't want it to be a heavyweight.
Right, right. And then how did you tie them back?
Actually, I bought a brass holder.
Oh, cool. And then you attach that to the wall then?
Right, yes.
Well, the scene that you've just created sounds very romantic. It sounds much softer because some of these tubs, as much as we love them, and we have a hot tub and I love my tub, but the thing is kind of ugly. And, you know, some of them, like mine, is brown and has a brown lid. And so, you know, I don't know what color this one was, but when buyers come in, I totally agree with you. It's just like blatantly right in your face almost. So you did. You created that spa look.
That was certainly the intention, and I really believe it came out very nice, and everyone was very impressed with it.
That is so great. You know, this morning, and I sent out an email last night, and you know how much I'm always emailing all of you. And by the way, I want to thank you for emailing me. I really do appreciate it, and it's my joy to really become close with those that want to email, and we correspond and share ideas together. And Naren Freeman in New York is our ASP that was on CBS Early Morning Show that I sent an email about yesterday.
Yes.
And she talked about this very thing in the house she was staging in Connecticut in the bathroom was to create that spa look. And you mentioned that too. And I think the spa look is so in, and there's so many great things that we can do, like stacking the towels or having them in baskets. And there's just so many fun things. Well, you're just doing a great job. Now tell me, how much of your business, let's say we take 100% of your business, how much would you say is with homes that are lived in versus vacant homes versus homes that are lived in, percentage-wise, and I won't hold you to it, just kind of an estimate.
Actually, right now, 100% has been lived in.
Okay.
There are some vacant homes that that I have had discussions with. In some cases, the owner wasn't really sure if they were going to sell or rent or whatever. So, but mine have been 100% lived in.
Okay.
And actually, to be honest, I really enjoy doing the lived-in homes.
Isn't that great?
Because there's an art to doing the compromise.
Yes.
Because people have to live in their home while it's on the market.
Right.
If you take everything out, you can't take away their TV in the bedroom and a lot of things necessarily. They have to live in it. So you work with them. You work around things. And actually, you can stage it very beautifully by keeping their priorities in mind.
Well, your communication skills are so great, and that's what it really takes. I was really excited. The Washington Post called this morning, Linda, and I did an interview with them. And some of you listening know that we've just come out in the New York Times. And by the way, those articles are posted on stagedhomes.com. And this week, Money Magazine's coming out about stagedhomes.com and one of our ASPs, Alice Tam. And the next week, Business Week Magazine, with a huge article about the interview they did when they flew to Denver, where I gave a class and staged a house. And then in December, Linda, watch for it, that This Old House magazine is going to be a big article about us. And so as I was sharing, and you just alluded to this, our five C's are: number one, the house has to be clean. Number two, clutter-free. Pack up the stuff because you got to take it anyway.
That's right.
It's so true. And number three is color. So check out your colors, and paint is the cheapest investment, takes me to the word you said that we talk about in the course, which number four is compromise. And so you're doing, it just sounds to me like such a wonderful job of that. And even over the radio and through the phone, your mannerisms, your voice is so calming and so peaceful. And I can just imagine you coming to my home and saying, now, Barb, we're going to put these things away. And I just go, okay, fine. No, because you are not abrasive. You're not rude. You're very, very much honoring the client, I can tell by your voice, which is so important. Well, I want to announce your phone number. We're going to go to a break again, and I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And before that, sweetie, everybody can go to see you, Linda Gilbert, and that's G-I-L-B-E-R-T, Gilbert, and she's on StageTomes.com, and you'll read all about her there. And let's give your phone number one more time.
It is 714-921-1125.
Well, Linda, I'm very proud of having you in our ASP family.
Thank you.
And I'm honored to have you on the show, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. I hope to see you in December, girl.
Yes, well, it was great seeing you a couple of weeks ago.
I know, it goes so fast, the time.
So it'll, I'm sure we'll see you again then.
Well, we will see you then, and I would look forward to the day to have you back on the show. And do keep me posted on how everything's going.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Barb, and have a wonderful day.
You too, Linda.
All right.
Happy staging. Everyone, listen, we'll be right back. KKNW, 1150 AM, and I'm going to come back and introduce the owner of Cloud9. It's a great shop on Whidbey Island. Welcome back. This is Barb Schwarz, and I love that music. I say it every week. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You know, I was raised in Kansas. Originally, Daddy was with Boeing. That's how we got transplanted out to Seattle. And that is Eva Cassidy's rendition. And those of you that haven't found Eva Cassidy, please buy her album.
Wait
you
a
will
second.
Love her, yeah.
You were from Kansas, and then you came to the Emerald City?
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, you really are Dorothy.
Well, I am. I clicked my heels a lot, and I have all those little red pins, and I just don't have one on today. My new red hair, I've gone even redder, everybody. So, Dorothy, did you have red hair? I'm not sure.
Well, it was in black. Well, I think it was brown.
Brown, I guess. But those red slippers. So Eva Cassidy, who's no longer with us, she was a young age when she died of cancer. And by the way, you're seeing a lot this week. This is the Pink Week, which is about fighting breast cancer and cancer in women. And men can have breast cancer, too. So do the weekly checkings and talk to your physician in any way that you can contribute to fighting cancer for men or women. Please do so. There's the big cancer walks that are happening and a lot of things. I saw it on the early morning show when they featured one of our graduates out of New York with Harry this morning on early morning CBS. So it's
CBS this morning.
That's right. Thank you so
Harry
much.
Smith.
The early morning show.
That's right.
That's right. Well, I'm so glad you're listening, and it gives me great joy and a lot of excitement, too, to introduce someone new that came into my life. And every time I see her, I light up like a Christmas tree. And her name is Kathleen, and her last name is Naughton, and she is the owner of the Cloud9 Antique Store, which is in Freeland, Washington, which is on Whidbey Island, my home. So, Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, girl. I am so glad to have you on the show.
Well, Barb, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Well, we're just jazzed to have you here, and I want to talk with you about your shop, because I love going in there. You know, from the outside,
it's deceiving, isn't it?
It is deceiving. Anybody that comes to Freeland, we love our Freeland, which is South Whidbey, and you just get off the ferry and just keep going until you come to Freeland. It'll tell you when you're at Freeland.
Mm-hmm.
Then take a right at the Freeland sign, and just down the road is your store, your shop.
On the right-hand side, right before the stop sign. It's the funky little green building.
And what are your hours there?
We are open 7 days during the summertime, actually, until which one is in September, Labor Day or Memorial Day?
I get them all mixed up.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's Labor Day.
Okay, I think that you're right. We're open 7 days from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and then Tuesday through Sunday during the winter time, 11 to 5.
So right now, you've gone to those hours, so you're Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 5.
Yeah, oh, no, Tuesday through Saturday. Excuse me.
So that's important. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Correct.
You're open, and the sign says Cloud9.
We made that sign ourselves.
Where'd you come up with the name from?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I first moved to Whidbey Island...
Which was when?
Which was... September of 2000.
Okay.
And I've been coming here since forever, since all through my 20s. I came here and had friends here and have just always loved it, never imagining that I would be living here and be part of a community here. And ended up finding this most amazing piece of property on 20 acres.
Wow.
Yeah, and I can see, it's very private. I see no other houses from where our house is in the woods, and it's just a lovely little piece of paradise. And I was pretty much feeling like I was, you know, kind of living on cloud nine, and I've always had just my little piece of heaven. So
I love it. I love the name, Cloud Nine. You know, one of the joys that I think we all have as women, and I'm bringing it more to the forefront of my mind, is really acknowledging and supporting each other as women that own businesses. And so I'm really thrilled to have you on the show for many reasons, and that's one of them. And
I'm so happy to introduce myself that way. And
good.
It feels really good. It just feels like I'm offering a service. And
yes.
Cloud Nine really is not just an antique store. Cloud Nine is a consignment store, a lot of it. And I'm like you, Barb. I love a deal. I hate to pay retail and offer almost everything. You know, there's a few things that I will break down, like for, you know, great pots and pans or great
right.
pair of shoes. Or,
right.
But the retail prices to me are ridiculous. I have, you know, two young children. I like to think I have a nice sense of fashion, but who can afford to go out and pay, you know, $300 for a sweater every time? So what Cloud Nine offers is, designer retail clothing at consignment prices. We do a wonderful business with clothing. We do a wonderful business with furniture. And this is just stuff, it's like your girlfriend's closet or your girlfriend's house.
Right.
You know, and you never know what you're going to find there. Anything from a ceiling fan to an Armani skirt. You just never know.
That's, I love it. And it changes all the time.
Every week.
Every week
we have new items. Absolutely.
And when I do want all of our listeners to know that when you drive by and I brought, as you know, my friends from California to your shop, they're saying, oh my gosh, it looks so small. And I say, wait till you get inside, because it just goes on
it's
and on
cavernous.
And on. It's like you have two houses in there.
I know.
I mean, seriously, it just goes on and on. And so.
Well, it's a real challenge to merchandise, let me tell you, especially because it's always changing. I'm always, you know, it's having to be very creative in there. It's really fun. And my mother, God bless her, Jill, who's
yes.
just a dear soul. And I know you've met her.
I sure have.
She's just a darling. And she helps me a great deal because, as you know, the past couple years of my life, since I even bought the store, have been just tremendously, tremendously busy. I've had two children and been had my house burned down to the
ground. I was going to say, you had your house, and I love your attitude, because all of us have things that happen in life,
yeah.
and it's how we respond that matters. And so
it is.
Your
it's
house
great.
Burnt to the ground.
Yeah.
Everything
ground.
In it, too,
nine
right?
Months, 9 months pregnant, yeah.
God.
It was a real, it's one of those moments where it defines you. And
yes, that's
truly,
right.
It truly, truly does.
That's
and
really right.
I have a you know, a wonderful husband and a wonderful family, and I got two great kids now, and boy, it sure shifts your attitude about things.
Now, when you think of another woman that wants to go in business, maybe somebody listening in Bellevue right now
mm-hmm.
is saying, okay, well, I've had this dream of opening this shop in Bellevue, and I'm gonna ask you to stay on with me. We're gonna go to commercial break
okay.
in a minute, and so we can continue your answers. It's just
great.
The first thing that comes to your mind when someone says, what advice would you give me of what has been successful for you? What ideas or values, principles, or whatever comes to your mind, Kathleen, and this person wants to open a business, what comes to you first as advice to give?
Well, I think that the first thing, I didn't think about it. And I think if you think too much about things sometimes, that you'll, you know, you get yourself into a space where you're paralyzed. And I think that if it's your passion, I mean, I'm good at this because I love it.
Right.
And I think that is something that defines people. What do you love? Find what you love. And, you know, you've said that yourself, but find what you love and find a way to do it and don't think too much.
Right. Awesome.
Do you know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. In my classes that I give, and some of our listeners have attended and others in the future, like you may be coming.
Yes.
And one of the things I say in my courses is stop your thinking and
yes.
change your life.
Stop.
Because
yeah.
we overthink
oh,
things.
Good Lord.
And so I'm really glad that you said that and you feel
very
that
true.
Way.
Very true. Yeah, oh, I also have some really great ideas for decorating.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, girl.
Yeah, I got a little
awesome.
Fun tip for you.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, everyone, you stay tuned because we're going to go to a short commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to continue my interview with Kathleen. I'm so glad that she's on the show so you get to hear her ideas and her spirit and her passion, which is what we're all about here at Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb. You're listening to Staging Life with Barb. It's all about making a better life for you and me. So stay tuned. We'll be right back to KKNW 1150 AM on the dial. Welcome back. This is Barb Schwarz. May the Schwarz be with you. No, somebody said that to me, Eric, yesterday. Anyway, thanks for listening.
It's always good to get a Spaceballs reference in the program.
There you go. And you know what? I just found out that the conductor of the Seattle Symphony, his name is the same as mine, Schwarz without the T, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z, Schwarz. It rhymes with s'mores, remember, in Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts. You were in the Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Boy Scouts.
It's really great.
I missed out on the Girl Scouts.
Well, I'm glad you did, actually. Good for you. It's great to be back with all of you and also to reintroduce the owner of Cloud 9 on Whidbey Island in Freeland, Washington, which is one of my hometowns. And her name is Kathleen Naughton. And it's just a joy to have you on the show, Kathleen. Thank you so much.
Oh, Barb, you're so sweet.
Well, hey, life is short. I always say, let's speak up. So I'm glad you're here. And bless your heart. What comes to your mind? Give us a hot decorating tip that you're excited about.
Oh, this is so fun. And actually, a client of mine came in the store and had thought this up. And I just, like, jumped all over it. And I have my whole, like, Christmas dinner table in my head right now, how I'm going to do it.
Cool.
I think I'm going to do it all in, like, gold and silvers and all this, and it just, I have it in my head, this little starry vision. But she had this great idea of, you know, all those like old-fashioned, you know, not really super old-fashioned, we're not talking ancient history here, but we're talking like the 40s and 50s and all those clip-on earrings that you see everywhere.
Right.
Clip-on rhinestones, clip-on, you know, bright colors, all these fantastic, you know, great colorful pieces that you don't really necessarily want to wear.
Right.
But they're so decorative and they inspire you. But gosh, you know, what do I do with these? Well, she came in and we got all these rhinestone earrings from my store. We just raided the jewelry at the store. And she folded a napkin and clipped this little rhinestone clip-on earring and held the napkin with it.
You know, cool.
Like, so beautiful. So
great. It's a napkin holder.
Basically, it's a napkin holder. You can also use old rhinestone bracelets or colorful bangle bracelets for napkin rings.
Yep.
And actually, there's another thing you can do that you can, I found, you know how you always see all these, juice glasses? If you go to thrift stores or consignment stores or just random places, there's always these clear juice glasses.
Yes.
And we were rolling them in a little bit of like brush-on glue and rolled them in, glitter, glassy glitter, almost, it's really fine. It's really, almost like a little pixie dust, almost.
So you took the glass, you rolled it in glue, and then rolled it in.
Paint on glue, and then rolled it in like this little pixie dust.
Oh, God, I love that.
Beautiful. And then you stick, you know, a little votive candle, and I glued on, I glued on an old rhinestone pin on that, and I'm making them for my holiday table, and they're just, they're gorgeous.
Wow.
And it just sparkles, and with the candlelight going, and you do like a mirror centerpiece with all these beautiful, you know, painted glittery pixie dust votives on there.
Whoa.
Oh, it's going to be dreamy.
It is going to be dreamy. Yeah. I love the idea. You know, sometimes I've had these earrings through the years, and I've lost one, but the other one was so great, I didn't want to throw it away.
Well, they're all mismatched. None of them match.
Yeah, and I'm really into these days, things not matching. So last night we had dinner guests over, and everybody had different salad plates with the different plates, and then different wine glasses from the drinking glasses.
Isn't that
and
fun?
It is so cool. And
people love it.
They do love it because each person has something unique.
I know.
And I love the idea about rolling, and you could do those with jars, too.
Oh, exactly. Like, how many,
in the glitter.
You know, all those canning jars, they're just
cool.
Everywhere.
Cool. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, no, isn't that fun?
It is way fun, and it wouldn't be that hard to do, everybody listening, because the glue is readily available, and you probably got some juice glasses in your own cupboard, everybody listening.
Or you can find them for 10 cents at a garage sale or something.
Absolutely.
They're all over.
And in your shop, now you have antiques, you have consignment as well, so I could bring you some things, because I'm still going to do that.
Okay, good. And then Tuesdays and Wednesdays are the days that we accept consignments.
Okay, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Or otherwise by appointment.
Okay.
I also wanted to mention that if anyone is listening on this program today, that if they go into Cloud 9 and mention that they heard us chatting on the radio today and mentioned Cloud 9, that they can get 15% off any their purchase in the store.
Girl, so, I am so proud of you. Everybody, come to Whidbey Island to Freeland. Go to Cloud 9. Say you heard Kathleen on Barb's show. This is so cool.
Away.
And you have a 15% discount. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's fabulous, girl.
Everything from collectibles and, I mean, kitchenware, the cute, the unique, the eclectic, the project, it's all there for everyone just to, expand your horizons, your mental and emotional horizons.
And so I love to go in for my soul because you have all the eras there from now all the way back to my great-grandma. And meanwhile, I want to review again, you're open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And that's from?
11 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
11 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I love those banker hours because, well, that lets me sleep in a little bit because I'm a night owl and then get something to eat and then come to see you and shop, talk creativity. And the show is already going and almost gone. So I want to thank you as the owner of Cloud 9 on Whidbey Island. And will you come back?
Oh, you're kidding me. I would love to.
We'd love to have you back.
And I'd love to talk with you.
Promise, sweetie, that I am going to come and see your house all lit up. And I look forward to seeing the table you just described, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In December, into January.
It's going to be a wonderful holiday season.
Wow.
And it's the first one in my new home with both my kids.
Cool.
And
Everyone's
going to have to come visit me because I'm not moving.
Well, that a girl. And I have two pieces in my home from your shop. So everybody, go see Kathleen at Cloud 9. And now,
Phone number is, let me give the phone number.
Yeah, please
quick.
Do.
331-4604.
331-4604.
And that is area code 360.
That is really important. So to you, Kathleen, thank you. To everybody listening, remember, every choice we make, we have the real opportunity to make a happy one or to make a negative one. And so we go for the positive, and that's why I'm on Positive Choice Talk Radio. I realize that I can control my thinking because you are in control of your life. That's why we call it setting the stage, staging your life. And so your decisions, make positive ones this week. Also, treat yourself every day. Do something just for you, whether you're buying flowers or take the long way home and look at all the beautiful scenery that we have in our blessed Northwest or wherever you live. So thank you for listening today. It's been great to be with you. You can hear a repeat of this show on Friday from 2 to 3, and you would hear Kathleen and Linda again with me this week. So you'll be heard twice, Kathleen, and to rehear the ideas that we've talked about. Meanwhile, I will be talking with you live next Monday at 2 o'clock, Staging Life with Barb. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everyone.